I'd like to share with you from the Gospel according to St. Luke, and I shall be reading out of chapter 1, verses 26 through 33. The Bible reads, "And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God into a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end." Supporting scripture, Ephesians 2 and 8. Very familiar passage. "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God." Romans 12, 6 through 8. "Having been gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith, or ministry, let us wait on our ministry, or he that teacheth on teaching, or he that exalteth on exhortation. He that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. He that ruleth with diligence, he that showeth mercy with cheerfulness." The base of those verses, I like to use a thought of subject this morning. It's not Christmas yet, but I've already got my gift. It's not Christmas yet, but I've already got my gift. We are thankful to God again this morning for blessing us to be in the house of the Lord one more time. Hallelujah. On this fourth Sunday of the year, we do thank God that he has blessed us and is yet still keeping us. And we thank God for another opportunity to come and to offer praises unto his holy and his righteous name. For all of us can say this morning that the Lord is good, and his mercy does endure forever. And because of that, we give God praise. We thank God for just another opportunity just to come and to offer those praises unto his name. And we realize this morning that it's not by any of our merits, it's not because we are so special or that we might think that we are so good, but it's by the grace of God that he has allowed us another opportunity to assemble ourselves. And we are here 2 days before we officially celebrate what we call Christmas Day, a day that for as long as we can remember, we've celebrated Christmas. Now, there are some people that because of religious beliefs that don't acknowledge December the 25th as Christmas Day. In most of the world, this is the date we honor, but there are other parts that celebrate at a different date. The celebration is in commemoration of the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. It's a day that is celebrated among non-Christians as well as Christians. So we have to understand that we realize that this holiday season is very important to most of us, but some of us have the wrong idea. Some of us have sort of been misled over the course of time, but we realize, unfortunately, that Christmas has been so commercialized that it says that a good year depends on consumer consumption. It depends on how much money has been spent. And we got to realize we don't know whether it happened on Black Friday, Cyber Monday, or Super Saturday. But every one of those days, somebody was spending some money. Whether you got out and went to the store, you online on your computer, you still spent some money. And the thing is that it doesn't matter what you bought or what you got. All of the gifts that you bought, they can't amount to the greatest gift of all. We've been taught by the Word of God that it is better to give than to receive. So when we can't give like we want to give, when you can't give like you used to give, don't feel bad about it. Don't run yourself down. Don't ponder over it over and over again, because what you have to understand is that we serve a God that said, I will supply all of your needs according to his riches in glory. So there may be something this morning that you might want, but if it's a need, God already got it. If it's a need, more than likely, you already got it. But a lot of times, you just don't recognize the blessings that come from on high. We got to realize that when we talk about giving, we got to understand that there was a time when there wasn't malls, there wasn't shopping centers, and there wasn't all of these other places that you could go shop. Even in a small town like Lexington, you had to go to Main Street. And on Main Street, if it was Christmas time and you wanted to go somewhere, Toys R Us didn't exist. K Toys was nowhere around. But if you wanted to go to a place where you could see a lot of toys at one time, what you had to do was go down to Lanier Hardware and go upstairs. And you go upstairs and they have all the toys right there. Anybody remember what I'm talking about? Now, there was those that wasn't even able to go to Lanier's because they couldn't afford to go to Lanier's. But God gave them a gift. And some of those gifts was the gift of sewing. Some of those gifts was the gift of baking. Some of those gifts was the gift of just having a mind to make things. And we used to use our imagination and take some of the things that we had at home and just fix something for somebody or give something to somebody and say, it's not much. But don't you remember when we used to be told that it's not it's the thought that counts. It's not necessarily what you get. The mere fact that somebody thought about you. I believe, and you know, I said that it's not Christmas yet, but I already got my gift. See, I got one of my gifts about 2 weeks ago. A young lady just baked me a whole pan full of cookies. Hallelujah, Jesus. Do you think those cookies made it to Christmas? And to some, that might not be much, but when I think about the fact that she loved me enough to get off of her sick bed and go into her kitchen and turn her oven on and mix up some sugar and some flour and think about Pastor Kate at that particular time, I am grateful. Because I learned a long time ago as a child, whatever somebody give you, you appreciate it. I made that same statement at our Christmas program on last week because we got to have our young people to understand, don't be so picky and stop being so ungrateful. If you had lived in a time when you got as little as we got, you'd be thankful for everything that you get. Most of us now, God has blessed us to a point where we enjoy fruit all year long. Now, how many of you remember that there was a time that we didn't really get a lot of fruit until the holiday, Christmas holiday? And those oranges and apples smelled so good, they don't even have the same smell anymore. Maybe it's called we are too familiar. God has blessed us too much and we done forgot where we come from. Because I guarantee you back in the day, fruit didn't get rotten and go to the bad. It didn't have time, did it? They had to watch that fruit. You done had one orange, put that orange down. Eat it all up in one day. But we wasn't used to having it all the time. I I remember as a boy, and I got this box from the factory, and in that box, every year it had this big old lollipop. Lollipop was bigger than my head. My brothers wasn't as blessed as I was. They didn't get a box. The reason they didn't get a box, I was the oldest. And my uncle, who worked hard all of his life, he added me on to his children where he worked. So that's how I got a box. But there was so much in that box that I could share with my brothers. And every one of us had a little something. I didn't give him my lollipop. But if you remember where you come from, you really appreciate what God is doing for us today. Every one of you that have been able to go get anything, especially in this day and time, for your child, it is a blessing from a mighty God. There comes a time that you just got to thank God for what you got. But now, as we think this morning on our theme, it's not Christmas yet, but I already got my gift. It reminds me of two things this morning. First of all, as close as it is to Christmas, tomorrow night, there's going to be some child that realizes that if I could just open one gift, impatient, excited, don't want to wait until Christmas Day. Reason being is because you've had a gift under the tree. And they've been scrambling through those gifts, and they saw a package with their name on it. And when they saw that, they realized that I got a gift under that tree. There's some things that I've asked for, and I don't know whether it's in there or not, but I'm very curious. And Mama could have just opened one gift. There are parents of today that would say yes. There are children of us of yesterday that knew better than mask. You already knew the answer. But the thing is that it had already been purchased. It's not Christmas yet, but many of them already have some gifts. Now, personally, I'm not a Scrooge. I love to give gifts. I love to receive gifts. But the thing is that I'm glad I found out that I understand that the greatest gift of all is the gift of Jesus the Christ. Most of us know that we hadn't always known that. But God has allowed us to live long enough to understand the real reason for the season. One thing we need to know as we celebrate and rejoice on our feast is that the reason we celebrate is that over 2,000 years ago, an angel by the name of Gabriel went to visit in the city of Galilee a place called Nazareth. And after getting there, the Bible says that there was a virgin that was there. She was espoused to a man by the name of Joseph. Joseph was under the house of David. The virgin's name, as we know, is Mary. the angel came unto Mary, and he said unto her, Hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. When she saw him, she was somewhat troubled at his saying. And the Bible said that she cast in her mind, in other words, she began to think in her mind, what kind of salutation, what type of greeting is this? I really don't understand where you're coming from. I don't know what it is that you're trying to tell me, but the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. Behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and you're going to bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great. He shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. This Jesus shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Now, Mary received her special gift in the spirit of thankfulness. She received that gift realizing that out of all the women in the world, God chose me to be highly favored by him and to be chosen by him to carry the word in my body. For the word was born and became flesh. For we find when we look here in the word of God that it came to pass that in the days when it was tax time, you know, it's getting close to tax time now. So we ought to be familiar with after the holiday, you prepare yourself for tax time. But now here we see that they were going to the city. And as they got to the city, they were going to be taxed, everyone in his own city. The Bible declared that Joseph went up from Galilee and of the city of Nazareth into a place called Judea, the city of David, which is called Bethlehem. And because he was of the house and the lineage of David, he was to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife. Now, at this particular time, Mary is pregnant. Jesus has not been born quite yet. But the Bible says, and so it was, that while they were there to take care of the business of paying taxes, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. In other words, it was her time. And the Bible says she brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger because there was no room in the inn. Now, when Mary had this baby, the Bible says that in the same country, there were some shepherds abiding in the field, watching over their flock over the night. And the angel of the Lord came unto them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they began to be afraid. But look at the angel. The angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings. In other words, I got some great joy. I got some good news to tell you that you got to understand that for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is called Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you shall find that babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, laying in a manger with his father and his mother. As they began to get this greeting from the angel, the Bible said, the glory of the Lord in the highest and peace on earth, goodwill toward all men was all in the air. So now what we see is Isaiah's prophecy. When Isaiah said in Isaiah 9:6, For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And the whole government shall be upon his shoulders. So don't worry about the president. Don't worry about the nation. Because I believe that the word of God is true. And I believe that the God that I serve allowed Jesus to come. And this Jesus, not only was he coming, but he's going to be wonderful. Counselor. The mighty God. The everlasting Father. the Prince of Peace, living in a world of turmoil, living in a time when everything is so unpredictable, living in a time when sickness is all over the land, living in a time when you don't know what might happen the next minute. But I thank God this morning that there in Bethlehem, Emmanuel was born. That means God is with us. I thank God for Jesus, the Messiah. He came as the greatest gift of all. Long time ago, he was born to a virgin by the name of Mary. And he came and he was born so that he could live and die to save us from our sins. I thank God this morning that even though we realize that we've all fallen short, every one of us got something that we got to realize that we don't do quite right. For the Bible said, but God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherein he loved us, even when we were dead in our sins, quickened us together with Christ our Lord, and by his grace are we saved. Raised us up together, made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceedingly riches of his kindness. We got to know that God is a mighty good God. But if you're able to say that you got salvation this morning, I just want to let you know that you don't have anything to boast about. For the Bible says, for by grace are ye saved, through faith and not that of yourselves. For the Bible declares it is a gift of God. I want to know this morning, do you thank God for the gift that you already got? It's not quite Christmas yet, but I want to let you know this morning that you got a gift that came from on high. Everybody in the house this morning got to realize that you are a child of the Most High King. And the God that you serve this morning look beyond all of our faults. And so I need to bless our very soul. So I somebody let you know this morning that Christian life got to have some service if you're going to be dedicated to the power of God. The Bible says, I beseech you therefore, brother, by the mercies of God, that you present your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. I want to let you know, don't be conformed to this world, but you better have a change in your mind. If you're looking for a present on Christmas, I want to let you know you already got it. For the Bible says, by the grace that is given unto me, that no man in this life ought to think of himself more than he ought. Well, when you think more of yourself than you ought to, you don't do anything but deceive yourself. But I somebody let you know that even though we are many members but one body in Christ, the God that we serve, he bestowed gifts upon all of us. The Bible says, having then gifts different from the grace that is given to us, whether it is the gift of prophecy, prophesied by the word of God. If you got the gift of ministry, you got to minister when God say, open up your mouth. If you got the gift of teaching, you got to teach when God tells you to teach. If you got the gift this morning of exhortation, you got to learn how to encourage one another. Tell somebody it's going to be all right. Tell somebody to hold on and hold out. Tell somebody that if you're going to rule and be a leader, do it with simplicity. Know how to humble yourself down. I want to let you know this morning that every one of us got a gift. Some of you got a gift of peace. Some of you got a gift of love. Some of you got a gift of joy. Some of you got a gift of cooking. Some of you got a gift of gab. You can talk the head off of anybody. But I stop by to tell you, you better learn how to utilize your gift. This gift that God has given me, I want to thank God this morning that the greatest gift of all came over 2,000 years ago. I want to let you know that God looked down upon the earth and there was nobody able, nobody worthy, nobody could save us from our sins. But the Bible declares that he allowed his only son to come down and to get in this woman named Mary. I thank God for Mary for carrying baby Jesus all of those 9 months. And when the Lord got on the outside, he began to do the work that he'd been sent to do. Saved us from all of our sins. I just want to tell God thank you. I thank God for the little bitty baby. I thank God for the gift of life. Somebody say, the greatest gift is the gift of Jesus. And I thank God, y'all, that your granddaddy said, what you gonna name that baby? And he already knew that the angel told Mary, name the baby Jesus. Anybody know Jesus? If you don't have on Tuesday morning, if you don't get a bag, if you don't get a box, don't worry about it, because I want to let you know that you might not have a bag full of goodies, but if you got Jesus, you got the greatest gift of all. I want to tell somebody, when I think about the goodness of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I can't help but say, yeah. I can't help but say, thank you, for the Lord has been so good. I want to let you know, happy holiday, Merry Christmas. I want to let you know that it's all about my Jesus. And when I think about Jesus, wrapped swaddled, as he was wrapped in swaddling clothes, I think about Jesus, the power that he had, a meek and humble lamb. I think about Jesus, the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, came into this old world. And every time I remember what the Lord has done for me. You see, on this Sunday morning, it's not quite Christmas, but I got some gifts. I'm not talking about this gift. I'm not talking about this gift, but I got another gift. I got a gift to raise my hand. I got a gift to give God praise. I got a gift to love my brother. I got a gift that I can lay down my life for the Lord. I got a gift that money can't buy. I got a gift that Alexander said you can't take back. Because if you got Jesus as your gift, you're not going to shake your head. You're not going to say it don't fit. You're not going to say it don't look right. You're not going to say I'm going to take it back and get the money. But if you get Jesus, you ought to be satisfied. You ought to be thankful. If I don't get nothing for Christmas, I got my gift already. Because he gave me the gift of life. So if you wake up on Tuesday morning, you got your gift. Because there's going to be somebody that's going to leave on that morning train. There's going to be somebody that's going to lose it, be depressed. Don't get depressed because you don't have a gift. I'm not sweating for nothing. You got a gift. The greatest gift of all. In most of our lives, every one of us that is a parent, when that baby was born, I don't care what nobody else think about your baby. Your baby beautiful. And you take that baby, you cherish it, and think about the first moment that you laid eyes on your baby. Something inside you changed. It wasn't about you anymore. But immediately, it become about that child. whatever you had to do, whatever you still have to do. The one thing about children, if God has blessed you to live a long, fruitful life, you can have a 60-year-old child and that's still your child. And at 60 years old, that old man or that old woman ought to know how to talk to his mom and daddy. But if just in case they don't know how, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I can't find a cane when I'm looking for one. Hallelujah. I know somebody had a cane. Hallelujah. But let me tell you something. If I was 90 and I got my cane by my side and them chaps of mine, think you gonna talk to me any kind of way, I may not be able to get out this chair, but give me my cane. I'm gonna cane you until I can't cane no more. Cause I'm still your daddy. Don't never get above who brought you here. I'm finished. Hallelujah.